Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast. And today we're going to continue and actually finish up a little bit of what I was talking about yesterday. Yesterday I was going over and reviewing a survey that Ascend 2 had put together about social media marketing trends. And we talked about, I covered some of the information from that survey yesterday. And for those of you who may have missed it, I'll kind of recap a little bit briefly. Basically, they asked about nearly 300 business sales and marketing business professionals from around the world. And they asked them a series of questions. And one of them was, what are the most important objectives of this? What are the most important objectives of a social media marketing strategy? And overwhelmingly, the response was increase audience engagement. 64% said that. And then also, some of the other things is, one of the things they said is, one of the most challenging obstacles to social media marketing success is the inability to measure return on investment, because it is, you know, it is difficult to measure and attribute soft objectives like engagement and brand awareness directly to revenue rather than hard objectives like lead generation. Then they also talked about, they asked them, what is the most effective tactic that you were using for social media marketing? And overwhelmingly, 82% said creating compelling content is the most effective social media tactic. But at the same time, 69% of those same business professionals said that creating compelling content is one of the most difficult tactics to execute. So it's, you know, they know it's effective, but they know that it is also very, you know, it is difficult to be able to come up with good content. It is a challenge, and I hear you. But if you can do it, it's going to be absolutely worth your while. So I want to continue on today and just go over, we just have a couple more points that I wanted to talk about that they put included in this survey. And one of the things is that they did a little comparison of social media strategies and looking at the most effective ones versus the most difficult to execute. So, as I already said, 82% found that creating compelling content was the most effective, but 69% found it the most difficult. Now, next on the scale, at least for most effective, is posting on social networks. 54% found that posting on social networks is effective. Is an effective social media strategy, and that certainly makes sense. The good news is that only 19% thought this was the most difficult strategy, because let's face it, if you think about it, it's really, you know, how hard is it to actually just write something and post it on Facebook or put it on LinkedIn or, you know, Twitter and what have you. So that's not so hard. The third most effective, 26% found that managing website content was most effective, and then 25% found it most difficult. So a quarter of the professionals are thinking that. And interesting now, another 25% found that advertising on social networks is the most effective, and only 17% found it the most difficult, which is pretty good, I would think, because these are obviously pretty savvy professionals that they were talking to, because I will tell you from my experience in dealing with a lot of small business owners in particular, they find advertising on social networks to be a little bit more challenging than this. They are not quite sure, because I've definitely talked with several business owners who, you know, they're not quite sure. Or they found it, they've been able to to advertise, but they're not getting the results they want. And I think it's because they don't quite understand it. But that was sort of interesting. Another 25% found that posting on blogs is an effective strategy for social media. And then again, only 15% thought that that was very difficult. And the last couple ones, we've got 19% found that optimizing social profiles was effective. But interestingly, 28% found this to be the most difficult thing to do. And I know we've talked about this actually just recently. I did a kind of a whole series of podcast episodes, which if you have not listened to them, I encourage you to look them up on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. But I talked about how to optimize for Facebook, how to optimize for LinkedIn, Pinterest, and YouTube. So keywords are very important if you want to be able to help your social profiles get found. I'm going to have to change the, I'm looking off my computer. Too bad I'm not videotaping this today, because you would see me going crazy because every 5 seconds my computer screen goes black. I'm going to have to change the setting on here. Anyway, then 17% found that SEO for social sites is most effective, but 36% found it to be more difficult, to be the most difficult thing. So that's an interesting, more than a third of people are struggling with that. And then finally, the last thing is 4% found posting on microblogs to be effective, only 4%, and then 9% found that to be the most difficult. So that's sort of interesting. And I will do as well, just for you, is I'm going to include this graphic, the one that I was just reading from, in the show notes, so you'll be able to look at it, and also this next one that I'm going to go over as well. Because the next one is a really one of the thing that you really need to focus on. And they asked these sales and marketing folks, business professionals, what are the most effective types of content used for social media marketing purposes? What have they found? And the results here do not surprise me at all. And frankly, I hope they don't surprise you either. 69% found that videos are the most effective types of content, followed by infographics. Fully half of those professionals thought that infographics are the most effective types of content for social media marketing. And it makes sense, because humans are hardwired to want things now, and it's instant gratification. So it's when you've got content like a video and that is conveying some great information to your audience. And when you've got an infographics are awesome because they've got lots of information about how to do stuff. It's visual. If you've got some good, visual images in there to really grab your attention, that is fantastic stuff. So I encourage you, my audience out there, if you are trying to reach your target audience and trying to get your message out there, I strongly encourage you to definitely plan on doing some videos. In fact, I'm going to be getting back to doing more videos myself very shortly, and also to do some infographics. And I have been sharing quite a few infographics on my blog. I haven't been doing it lately. I kind of got a little out of I've been out of sorts. I may have mentioned this in the past on another episode, but I just came back from spending a month with my sister out in Arizona. She's dealing with cancer, which sucks. And so I was helping her out. She's been going through chemo treatments and all that lovely stuff. So it's been, trying to balance helping her and still being able to manage my business. Been a little challenging. So things like videos have kind of gone by the wayside a little bit, but I'm going to get back with it. And the good news is that she took this last chemo treatment. Her body has bounced back a little bit better than the last time. Now need fingers crossed and prayers that it's actually going to be enough to do the trick and shrink her tumor. So we will know that next week. So, but anyway, I digress. Let me finish up with, let me just tell you the other things here that are what folks found effective for social media. So after infographics, 35% found blog posts to be effective, 31% found articles, 29% case studies, 25% research reports, 14% white papers, and oh, my computer went blank again. There we go. 6% said podcasts. So that's interesting. I hope you find this podcast useful. Anyway, and so basically, one last thing they also talked about. The survey found that they're not surprised that budgets for social media marketing are actually increasing. And, for 67% of folks. In fact, only 2% acknowledge a decrease in their marketing budget for social media, while 31% are staying the same. So I'd be curious to know from you, if you would love to be able to share your experiences with social media. I'd love to hear from you. Are you spending the same amount on social media? And what are you doing to be able to get your message out there? What do you find works the best? Drop me a line. You can, email me directly if you want, gloria@gloriarand.com. Or better yet, share it with me on social media. Hello. That's what we're talking about today. So if you want to, send me a tweet on Twitter, @GloriaRand is my username, and use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed so that I know you've been listening to the podcast. And let me know your thoughts. I'd love to know your thoughts on that. Also, if you have just a quick reminder as well, if you are not a subscriber to this podcast, I encourage you to do so. We're on iTunes Radio, we're on Stitcher Radio, Spreaker I'm also on too, so you can subscribe there as well. And that way you're not going to miss any future episodes. And, I would love it as well if you could leave me a review. If you'd leave me a rating and a review on those services too, that would be fantastic. So that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, and as always, I am wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #WriteSellSucceed.